welcome to a special episode of Music for Life, a program which explores the purpose and value of music to humanity's enrichment. I'm Ryan Malone, concert manager for Armstrong Auditorium and host of this program. This is the first of our special episodes for the 2016-17 concert series that I've titled Pre-Concert Talks. These episodes will air the week of a concert at Armstrong Auditorium here in Edmond, Oklahoma, and we are coming up on our season opener here at Armstrong. This is The Step Crew, a unique dance troupe of world-class dancers and musicians who formed in 2007. This group combines elements of Irish step dancing, tap, and Ottawa Valley step dance in an exciting fusion of dance, and the musical styles of its band follow suit. The Step Crew will bring its six award-winning dancers, a five-piece band of world-class musicians, and Scottish vocalist Aileth McCormick to the Armstrong Auditorium stage Thursday, September 15th. This show will serve as a pre-concert talk for that performance. In this episode, we will have a phone interview with lead fiddler and Ottawa Valley step dancer John Palatsky, who will tell us what we can expect from the performance.
You know, the one word that I can promise is energy. The show just exudes energy from the minute the curtain goes up to the minute it comes down. And whether it be a slow air or a rockin' fast tune, that same energy is there, the same musicianship, integrity.
John also talks about why he's excited to return to Armstrong.
We feel like, you know, Edmond is a little bit of a second home for us. There's not too many venues in the world that we've come back and done three shows in. So the crew at Armstrong Auditorium is absolutely top-notch. They are the nicest people we have ever met in our lives and so accommodating to our group. So we're excited to see them, and we're excited to see the Edmond audience again, just because they're one of the best audiences we've ever performed for.
So stick around as we talk with John Palatsky and discuss our season opener for the 2016-17 concert season here at Armstrong. Now, in our second season of this podcast, it's exciting to get feedback from all around the world. I recently received an email from a fan in Nigeria, excited that we've resumed our show here in the second season. But we also have some devoted listeners right here in Edmond, Oklahoma, where we produce this show. They look forward to these episodes in particular as we approach another concert event at Armstrong Auditorium. These pre-concert talks help prepare the patron for the night's concert experience, much like a write-up in a program would, or like a lecture before the concert begins. Before we get into that, I would like to mention that I'm recording these episodes now from my new office in the newest building here on the Herbert W. Armstrong College campus, the Dwight Armstrong Performing Arts Conservatory, a beautiful and fitting home for all our music and dance programs here on campus. But now on to our episode this week. And for this pre-concert talk, let's hear from one of the performers himself.
I thought maybe first you could just introduce yourself to us and your function in the group.
My name is John Palatsky. I'm in Toronto, Canada, and as a member of the Step Crew, I am a fiddle player and Ottawa Valley step dancer, and I'll be the guy on the microphone talking all night.
Great. This is a music appreciation-based program, so we talk a lot about the music and those types of things to expect, but obviously your show has a great deal of dancing in it, and I wonder if you could talk about the dance traditions of the program. It's a fusion of dance traditions, isn't that correct?
Yes. The music somewhat mirrors the dance element in the show. For dancing, we have Irish step dancing, which most people are very familiar with these days. We have tap dancing, which obviously has a strong background and tradition in the United States. And we have kind of the lone wolf, the one everyone is curious about, seems to be Ottawa Valley step dancing, which comes from eastern Ontario, western Quebec, up here in Canada.
And this group is unique in that it combines these three traditions, is that correct?
Yes, we put the show together. We wanted to do something vastly different than what everyone else was doing out there in the world of dance shows. So we decided to kind of pool our resources and go to people that we've worked with over the years and pick kind of the cream of the crop as far as dancers and musicians and singers. We present each style, separately, and you can kind of contrast each style between themselves, and then we pool them all together and do somewhat of a fusion of all three as well.
Right. And what was the impetus for merging that? I mean, you said you wanted to offer something different, of course, but was there anything specific that spurred that on?
You know, at the time, no shows were combining styles. So we definitely thought that was a great thing to explore as far as offering up variety and offering up styles people could relate to and recognize. But, you know, also we've spent the last 15 years touring with the Chieftains, who are one of Ireland's biggest bands in the world of traditional music. And my brother and I, doing Ottawa Valley step dancing with them for the last 15 years, you know, we noticed just the wonderful reactions we were getting pretty much around the world for this style of dance. And it's a very energetic and aerobic and physical style of dance. So we wanted to use that element, of course, to offer up something unrecognized by people. And again, you know, we've spent so many years playing music and dancing with some of the most talented people in America, Canada, and over in Europe. So it was really just thinking about those people, how they would best fit into the show, and then, you know, putting all that together to create 90 minutes of extravaganza.
Right. And what is it specifically about Ottawa Valley step dance that separates it from, say, Irish step dance?
We get asked this many times. You know, if you go from the bottom up, the shoes are different. We have taps on our shoes. However, unlike tap dancing with a single piece of metal, it's a double tap, which is a base plate affixed to the sole of the shoe and then another piece riveted to the center, so you get a more of a jingle effect. The technique itself, Irish dance, if you kind of picture in your mind an Irish dancer, the legs, the body, the posture is very straight, whereas Ottawa Valley step dancing, it's a little more lateral, a little more horizontal. The legs move in a horizontal fashion. And then the upper body, of course, which most people notice right off the bat. The Irish dancing, the traditional Irish dancing, has very straight arms, whereas this Canadian style of dance we do is very relaxed in the upper body. So between the three elements from the bottom up, you can see a very, very stark difference. But our Irish dancers and our tappers are really good at copying our style as well. So it does make for an interesting mixture when you put all three together.
Definitely. You said you were the fiddler, or one of the fiddlers for the group. Let's talk about some of the music on the program, or some of the musical components that you all use. First, let's talk about your musical background. How did you get started with the violin?
So I started dancing at age 4, and when you get into the competitions in Canada for this style of dance, they're always paired with competitions for fiddle playing as well. So you're surrounded by fiddle players from a very young age. You know, the tunes are in your head pretty much 24/7. Many dancers do pick up the fiddle, or, you know, in Ireland, many dancers pick up a wide variety of instruments, from accordion to the pipes to the whistle. So, you know, I followed suit, and after hearing so much fiddle music every weekend for so many years, I felt like I kind of knew the tunes in my head already. And then it's the great challenge of putting that to work on the actual violin and learning the technique there. So I started playing what's known as Canadian old-time fiddle music, a lot of waltzes and jigs and reels. And then Celtic music had a very big boom here in Canada with players like Natalie McMaster and Ashley McIsaac and the Leahy family. So when that became so popular, I started hearing and going to concerts, you know, all this beautiful Irish and Scottish music that was coming out of Cape Breton over in the east of Canada. And I pretty much fell in love with that style immediately. So I put my focus on learning more the style and the tunes that were coming out of Cape Breton. A few years later, my brother and I happened to run into the Chieftains, and what a lucky night that was. And starting to tour with them, really learning about the pure traditional music in Ireland, again, I had a complete mindset, you know, change as far as the music that was favorite to me and felt the best was some of the old music coming out of Ireland. So that really, again, put me in a different focus, and that's kind of where it's been to this day.
And how old were you when you started venturing into the violin or the fiddle and that sequence of events? I mean, what ages were these happening?
Yeah, I was 9 when I picked it up. That's probably even considered these days a late start on an instrument. So many kids are starting instruments at 3 years old, 4 years old, and Suzuki method violin playing. I'm kind of glad I waited that long. You know, you have to buy a new violin as the body grows, and so I was a little bigger. My hands were a little more developed, but and then in my teenage years, I got more into the Celtic music here in Canada, and then in my 20s, I completely fell in love with the music out of Ireland. So that's kind of the timeline as far as how I went about it.
We will pause from the interview for a moment to hear John Palatsky featured on the violin. This is also a piece he wrote, and I'll let him introduce it.
We have one track that I wrote, and it's, you know, if you were to hear it, you might not be hearing a lot of obvious Celtic music influence. I decided to put a band together, and we played a lot of festivals and pubs around Toronto here and the northern United States. And one of the great things that I was seeing out in the traditional music world at that time was fusing traditional music with funk, rock and roll, making it appeal maybe to a younger audience. And for me at that time, that was an amazing thing to see, young people really, really enjoying traditional music just because it was paired up with, you know, drums and bass and electric guitar. So the track that I wrote was more in this vein. It's called 74, and I decided to put a bit of a strange time signature on it and really make it different from a lot of the traditional music that you would consider highly traditional and Irish and Scottish. Thank you.
That was John Palatsky, fiddler and composer in that tune titled 74. He was featured there along with the Step Crew Band, and we are talking with John on this episode of Music for Life as we prepare for the Step Crew's upcoming performance at Armstrong Auditorium, Thursday, September 15th. Let's go back to the interview now, where John introduces us to each member of this eclectic and world-class performance troupe.
Obviously, my brother. Unfortunately, I've known him my whole life. So him and I have really spent our entire lives dancing together. One of the great things about dancing with your brother is you don't have to put much effort into dancing the same way. It just seemed to happen naturally for us, and I know that's a real crowd favorite. One part in the show, we don't have any music, and just him and I take the center of the stage in a spotlight, and we go nuts, which is, you know, it's such an amazing thing to take away the music and just let the dance be the music for a few moments. Now, when I started traveling with the Chieftains, we met this beautiful, talented Irish step dancer named Cara Butler. At the time, she was living in New York City. And a few years later, her and I decided to get married over in Ireland. And Cara, how many national titles do you hold? Six. I think it gets higher every time I ask. So yeah, she's the six-time national champion Irish step dancer.
Fantastic.
So that was a no-brainer. And the three of us created the show and put it together and found all the performers and made up all the material and stuff like that.
Great.
So over the years, there's a family in Ontario out of Bancroft, Ontario, called the Fitzgerald family. And when it came time to find some tap dancers, this girl sprang to mind because she's not only a terrific tap dancer, she's also a world champion fiddle player. And her name's Julie Fitzgerald. So we asked her to come on board as a tap dancer. And then we had also been introduced to a girl from Ottawa, Ontario, again, in her own right, such an amazing tap dancer and a great sense for that style. Her name is Christine Carr. So those are the five dancers you'll see in the show. Of course, two of them being fiddle players, myself and Julie. The show got started, and we were recommended a bass player out of the west of Canada. Now, that's not so good for flight costs, but we fell in love with this guy immediately, and he's been with us since the show's inception, basically. He's one of the most talented bass players in Canada. He tours with a lot of great musicians, Barney Bentall and Jim Byrne and the Sojourners. I mean, he's well-versed in everything from bluegrass to jazz to rock. You know, it just never ends with this guy. His name's Rob Becker. He's from Vancouver. I started touring a little bit with a band that are quite popular down in the southern United States. They're a Celtic rock band called Seven Nations. And I met their drummer, and he is, to say this guy has groove is putting it mildly. He's energetic and groovy fella. His name is Angelo Maselli, but everybody calls him Crisco. So he comes from Orlando, Florida, but he lives in San Francisco now. So he'll be our drummer that night. Oh, we have a great piano player from out in the East Coast that we've met along the way. His name's Jason Roach, touring with a lot of the great musicians out of Cape Breton. So we have that flavor there on the piano. On guitar, a fella that we met a few years back, he's starting now to tour with a lot of the great musicians, including the Leahy family and also the Fitzgerald family. His name is Nathan Douglas on guitar. And he comes from Barrie, Ontario, just north of Toronto. And last, and certainly not least, ever since I picked up the violin, I have been hanging out with this fella named Shane Cook. He comes from Dorchester, near not so far from Toronto here. So we're certainly not lacking in talent in the dancers or the band. I mean, they are just one of the most amazing groups of musicians we have ever in our whole careers worked with. And it's unfortunate because they're really nice people, too. So it's a pleasure to share the stage with these guys every night. A great group.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, you said, well, great drummer here and a great bassist from here, and you've just you've pulled all these different talents from all over, really, to make this. It's basically your gift of fusing things together, like you've done with the dance and the musical styles. You've done the same almost with your band.
Yeah, you know, there's beautiful moments in the show where each style is represented separately, and the music complements, you know, the style of music that would go with that style of dance. So the band, you know, functions very much like the dancers as far as doing styles separately and then bringing them all together. So that's kind of the thread that runs through the show. There's a great track that we do in the show that represents, you know, the talent of the band for sure. Now, it's a departure from everything I was just talking about. It's a beautiful piece of music from Sweden.
Okay.
But, you know, it just lends itself to the fact that there's really something for everyone in this show, although Celtic music is kind of the stream that ties it all in, and we do Celtic music very traditionally at times, and we do it very, you know, contemporary, fused with different styles of music. But there is a beautiful musical track that the band is featured on, and it's a lovely tune called Amanda. Hi, I'm John Palatsky, Ottawa Valley step dancer and fiddle player for the Step Crew, and you are listening to Music for Life on KPCG.
In this episode of Music for Life, we are exploring the Step Crew and the program for their upcoming performance at Armstrong Auditorium, Thursday, September 15th. That was Amanda, a tune from Sweden, which features the entire Step Crew band. Just before we heard that, fiddler and bandleader John Palatsky was introducing us to his world-class band. There's Angelo Crisco Michelli, Celtic drummer. There's Nate Douglas on guitar, Emily Flack on keyboards, Rob Becker on bass, BCCMA's Bassist of the Year in 1996. Then there's Shane Cook, Canadian fiddler, three-time Canadian Grandmasters fiddle champion, three-time Canadian Open National fiddle champion, and the only foreigner to have ever won the U.S. Grand National Fiddle Championship, which he did at age 17. There's one more musical member, though, that John Palatsky will introduce to us now.
I for sure can't leave out, also when we started touring with the Chieftains, a vocalist that they have been bringing on tour with them. She's from the Isle of Lewis in Scotland, and you'll definitely hear that in her thick, thick accent. But she's since moved to Dublin, Ireland. Just one of the most amazing vocal talents. She does a style of Scottish singing called mouth music, and we fell in love with that right away because it's very percussive and it lends itself very, very nicely to dancing. And we wanted to not just feature her, you know, as a song every now and again in the show, but we wanted to collaborate our dancing with her mouth music and create something really special there. So Aileth McCormick is our vocalist, and she is nothing short of amazing.
Oh, and the back there.
That was vocalist Aileth McCormick singing the Vices set, which showcased the Scottish style of mouth music singing. Aileth is the vocalist with the Step Crew, coming to Armstrong Auditorium Thursday, September 15th. To introduce us to the group, we are playing an interview with fiddler and group leader John Palatsky. In this portion of the interview, he was talking about Aileth McCormick, and here's a little more that he had to say about her.
Yeah, everything she does is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, I don't think, I would never say this about anybody, but I don't think I've ever heard her sing a wrong note. She has an amazing voice and an amazing ear for intonation.
While the dancers were honing their skills in Ireland, Canada, and America, I was over in Scotland carrying on another tradition there, singing. I come from the Hebrides on the west coast of Scotland, and we have a great tradition in Scots Gaelic song. We sing to accompany work, we sing for storytelling, we even sing mouth music for dancing to. This is a song in Scots Gaelic called Nuad Vami O, which means when I was young. Mos mi geri herbe canishlin, er ma pin hechins mi aun nos, las fre ikim nichin kiaun nichile, sigrian geri heiach an stor, vaga e bish gechles nam iaun tin, kutur na gheichin iaun fusko, is os mi iaun haina dusha graun var, tort na mo heine nur va. Dwi'r fam i gorwch y siwan mon chi Sa'n brech ystrogig mwy fod y fan Fe'n gom an chan i'ch gynnys na'n y brogig Sa'n un a cwrs yn ddilwch an ta E ffalaf yn un i chi chi ar i chyrach Dwi'n gerd o wydr am bryn ysgelon Gach boch ys pawl ag ys talyf da Tort na mwch ein yn Tort na mwch ein i mi chmi e rai mi A chwai mi'n bawn gwych iawn hal mwysio E falas i iawr y gwbwai is bwysyn Dwi'n dod ys lein yr i diawn o noj Fi o gri grawn fyd i chiol ys dawnsy A gael o fan pym sy'n san glian o fron Fan toch dig iawn dre siolan di iawn Daig Tort na mwch ein yn So hooky course hooky hirich yo book we have bruches the jar and pool a bala do do he can suit the jar para fight me quaren you join and go on yo no frech no guacher e guac no go
You are listening to Music for Life. I'm your host, Ryan Malone. This is KPCG. In this episode, our first pre-concert talk of the season, we are exploring the Step Crew and the program for their upcoming performance at Armstrong Auditorium. That was Nuer Va Me Og, or When I Was Young, performed by the Step Crew Band, featuring their vocalist, Aileth McCormick. Let's return to the interview with John Palatsky, fiddler and Ottawa Valley step dancer and founding member of the Step Crew. He is talking specifically about their performance coming to Armstrong on Thursday, September 15th.
Give people an idea of what they would typically expect from a Step Crew performance, if you could just give us a general overview of what they could expect.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's really hard to sum up. A lot of people want to fit us into a box, and it's one of the challenges over the years is that this show doesn't really just go in one box. It's in a few boxes, to say the least. Mm-hmm. You know, the one word that I can promise is energy. The show just exudes energy from the minute the curtain goes up to the minute it comes down. And whether it be a slow air or a rockin' fast tune, that same energy is there, the same musicianship, integrity. You're going to see amazing dance choreography. You're going to hear beautiful musical arrangements and mind-blowing vocals from Aileth. There's humor. There is my horrible talking between songs, which is more humor. Everything from traditional music to contemporary, it's all there. But, you know, the energy ties it all together.
Right. And you've already alluded to some things like, well, here there's one where it's just going to be me and my brother a cappella, for lack of a better term, dancing. Yeah. And like you just summed up, you know, some vocals. There's going to be some fiddling and dancing simultaneously from the same person. Is that correct?
Yes. Julie does a great job dancing and fiddling at the same time. All five of us do a French-Canadian number where we sit in chairs and we mimic the old French-Canadian kind of percussive foot dancing while some of us are playing the fiddle. There's a number where we play the fiddle with different props like coat hangers and hockey sticks and flags, and that always gets a great reaction and a few laughs from the crowd. You know, it's just kind of nonstop, really.
Cool. Well, the Armstrong audience, you know, those who've been here before will remember, you know, that you've been here twice before. And
yes.
So they'll be familiar with some of those things, I'm sure. But I'd like to also ask, what will be different about this show? What new things are you infusing, or some unique elements that maybe that a repeat patron wouldn't have experienced before?
Well, I should say off the bat, one thing that's going to be amazing about this show and this show only is that we're filming it for a video shoot. So the entire show from top to bottom will be filmed by about 8 cameras. So it is going to be an amazing energy in there. And, you know, just the energy that goes around a video shoot in general is quite something.
Right.
But because we're filming this, you know, the lighting, we're doubling up on the lighting, we're doubling up on the sound, you know, the production elements are just going to be out of this world. So that's one thing that's going to separate this show from concerts we've done in the past. Another
Great.
Thing is we've added a couple new songs. One of them is a great version now of Cotton Eyed Joe, which seems to be quite a hit. We've only added it recently to the set list, but the reaction after the first time we put it in was so amazing that we decided we might as well keep this every show. It's a pretty energetic song to begin with, and it has that element of country, a little more country music. So again, we're adding to the different styles you're going to be hearing that night. And then I think maybe at the end we might have some of our girls come out wearing cowboy hats and do something interesting out there.
Cool. Well, if you haven't mentioned it already, is there something specifically that you personally are most excited about in terms of this program?
Well, it would have to be the video shoot. We're working like mad here every day, putting together, you know, filming schedules and we're actually in the theater for 3 days leading up to the shoot, so there's going to be lots of rehearsals, and as I said, you know, the production elements are going to be just out of this world. So my whole existence right now is focused on getting this video shoot together and organized and making that show from 7:30 to 9:30 or 10 o'clock even, making that the most exciting show we have ever done in our lives. So that's going to be pretty amazing for me. We feel like, you know, Edmund is a little bit of a second home for us. There's not too many venues in the world that we've come back and done three shows in. So the crew at Armstrong Auditorium is absolutely top-notch. They are the nicest people we have ever met in our lives and so accommodating to our group. So we're excited to see them, and we're excited to see the Edmund audience again, just because they're one of the best audiences we've ever performed for, which is why we chose to film this video in Edmund. So we want everybody to come out and be ready to be loud and be ready to have fun.
We're very thrilled to have you back as well, and I really appreciate your time, John. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
Absolutely, my pleasure. You know, if it gets some people out to the show, even one person, it is so worth it.
We will end the program with one more example from a Step Crew performance. This is a finale number from a live performance. You'll hear the dancers, some vocal, and of course the band. Again, the Step Crew is performing at Armstrong Auditorium Thursday, September 15th. You can follow Armstrong Auditorium on Twitter at @ArmstrongAud. And you can follow this program on Twitter or Facebook at Music4LifePCG. Until next time, I hope to see you at Armstrong. You have been listening to Music for Life, a production of KPCG 101.3 on the FM dial in Edmond, Oklahoma. From the Herbert W. Armstrong College campus, I'm Ryan Malone. Thanks for joining me.